Well, we did this a little bit yesterday. We were trying to bring you information about remote viewers. And let me just quote again quickly. Quote, one of the great surprises, Courtney Brown. Now, this is the professor remote viewer. And his monitor was the ability to target people who had died. That's right, remote viewing and dead people. You know, it's not just I see dead people in the physical sense or in the occult sense, like a medium, but now remote viewing is running down that same path. Listen, this is Russ Dizdar, Shatter the Darkness live broadcast tonight, Thursday. It is December the 9th. And listen, we've got it really cold here in northern Ohio, and we're going to go dropping down this weekend. It's going to be much colder. A lot of snow all over the place. We're enjoying it, though. Beautiful areas all around us. And we just simply want to say welcome to you. Listen, locally in Nevada and all over the satellite world and internet world of radio, for those that download later again all over the world, blessings. And may the grace of the living Christ and his supernatural help and empowerment come to you. My name is Russ Dizdar. And on this night, from the website shatterthedarkness.net, the theme for the week has been, who is Jesus and why did he come? I write on the beginning of the website these words, quote, a question I am asking psychics, remote viewers, occultists, New Agers, 2012ers, alienologists, philosophers, scientists, and yes, you who read this at this moment. Who and why? Who is Jesus? And why did he come? Just those two things, who and why. And we're going to take a look at eight specific points when it comes to Scientologists and Mormons and Jehovah's Witnesses, when it comes to Alice Bailey, Helena Blavatsky, 2012ers and all of their writings in the broad spiritual movement of the New Age. And we're going to look across the board at 8 points concerning all of their answers when it comes to who and why. Who is Jesus and why did he come? Now, let me tell you something. If you're a believer in Christ, it does make a difference because it deals with spiritual deception, spiritual seduction, and all those around you. If you're involved in evangelism, it's obviously going to be part of an issue as we share Christ. There are Mormons that have been led to Christ. There are Jehovah's Witnesses that have been led to Christ. Well, when somebody hears that, does that mean they never believed in Christ? Exactly. Not the real, but the false. And there is a vast difference. All the ladies know there's a difference between the real diamond and the cubic zirconium. One is real. One is valuable. One looks like it's real, but it's not, and it holds no value. So it's very important as we look at this, and it deals with our relationship to God. It deals with where the dark side seeks to steal from humanity this opportunity to hear from God and to be drawn and to come back. So if you're listening as a psychic, a remote viewer, an occultist, and so on, let me say just simply that we hope that you will listen carefully. If you're someone who doesn't know and you don't know what you believe, it's very important you hear, because we are in the unprecedented ramping up of spiritual deception. And I'm going to say to all the believers and all the pastors and all those who are leaders out there, we haven't seen anything yet as compared to what's coming. As far as when it comes to deception, when it comes to seducing the human race, because the goal is not only personal and individual. The prophetic insight of Revelation 12 shows us that it is a global quest, a spiritual global quest to lead the whole world astray. So sound the alarm bells. And listen, I'm really sad to know that there are many that are discussing all the topics, but there is no alarm. There is no sounding the alarm bell, the impending danger issue here. Well, here, compelled by the love of Christ, compelled by the Spirit of God, compelled by the prophetic urgency of the hour. We do care, and we care whether you know the living Christ that gave his life for you and the power of God that will lead you to indestructible immortality and seeing God face to face. To the love of God, may God reach out his hand tonight and engage you in this hour that we have, supernatural, providential, divine appointment. Well, we trust that it is. And that includes all those who download next week, the week after. That God, in his omniscience, omnipresence, will engage you. And that means God engaging you with his love and grace. To the Satanists, to the Luciferians, to the recon specialists, I'm glad you're listening, and I'm glad because how can you ever read this? Maybe you've never read this before. Check it out, Romans chapter 10. How can they believe on whom they've not heard? Faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God, by the word of Christ, by this message. So we're glad that you're here, and we're glad that you're engaged, and we're glad that you're listening. We have nothing to hide, everything to unleash. Listen, love to hear from you. We've been hearing lately from a number of folks, and very glad to do hear from you. And listen, we are telling you to remember us in this last month of the year. Remember us. Listen, I really ask all believers, remember us in your prayers. And remember that we operate not by commercials and products and everything else, but we operate by a simple thing on the website. shatterthedarkness.net, where it says support. So if you write me, as someone did just yesterday, and you ask about that, let me tell you, this is the way you can invest if you believe in the benefit of this work and of all that we do and the hundreds and hundreds of MP3s, training courses, going to 90 countries of the world with a downloading of those messages. Almost every one of them is 1 hour long. 1,600,000 that I know of anyway, that we're able to calculate. And that's amazing to me. And we're so glad people have gotten saved. People have come out of New Age practices. People have drawn closer. And that's all we care about. That's what we are all about. But we need you to consider the support tab on the shatterthedarkness.net site. If you want to invest, if you want to help, if you want to specifically make sure throughout all of 2011 that we will be live on this broadcast station, then we ask you to consider that because it is obvious to me from the letters and from the emails I've got to my left. I got to say again, because I was going to send my friend here a note, Robert, and I haven't done that yet. Since getting back from Nashville, we've been so busy. But actually put a shirt. It has some Hebrew here on it. I'll tell you more about it maybe later when we write back and... But I just was amazed, and some of you that have sent emails, it's kind of interesting being on this side of the fence. You know, we're in a broadcast down on the bottom floor. It's kind of like it's a basement kind of, but it's where we do all that we do in the broadcasts, the seminars, the coursework, the preemption broadcast weekly messages. And don't forget the series that are going on right now. There's a special series on ESP versus HSP on Holy Spirit discernment. There's a big series on the Antichrist, the rise of Homo Satanus, that is ongoing. There's a series that is almost completed called Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. A series on becoming powerful in prayer. And those are the series. Of course, there's a lot of courses that we're putting up. And we're simply... doing what we used to do locally, we've been for the last 2 years putting it all up on the web and unleashing it out there. And we've noticed that, literally hundreds of thousands upon thousands upon thousands of folks downloading in this year alone, as far as our server's calculations and what we have right here I can't even count where everybody's put all the stuff on the web and other places all over and made YouTube videos. We've made none of those. Other friends have done that to play some visual with the messages and all the other radio broadcast interactions that we've done and interviews that we've done. We have no way of calculating all that into the thousands and hundreds of thousands. We do know that about 1,600,000 downloads of MP3s of the teaching of the messages, even of these archives that you're listening to. You might be listening live tonight. You might be listening by archive later on, but you're not the only one. And there may be another few thousand in the next few days. So all I can say is that we're grateful, and our goal is to stay faithful and ask God to stretch out His hand with great power, great supernatural, just even today, God's supernatural, extraordinary miracle. And all about bringing individuals to encounter the living Christ. There is no one like Him. There is no other. He is considered in John's Gospel 3:16, the monogenesis. Monogenesis. The idea of the absolute one of a kind. Genetically, spiritually, physically, everything about Jesus. We talked about the proclamation of His coming. His eternal preexistence. Who he is, and why did He come? And that is vital, because you can't be saved, receive the Spirit of God, receive the gift of eternal life, and come to see God face to face by embracing a false, de-deified, non-saving presentation. So it's very vital that we bring out a clarity. And Jesus spoke this, may I say this to all the believers, that if we really are deeply versed in biblical prophetic preparation, preemption, warning, you know, that which gives us the cutting edge insight. Somebody wrote me here. Let me share this too with you, because I think this is just there's one individual here concerning a note of encouragement, and again, I'm not going to share any names whatsoever, but just the words, "Dear Pastor Dizdar, just wanted to say keep up your great work. I'm fairly new born again Christian and downloaded and listened to your radio show frequently." And here's what he goes on to say. "This message is just to earnestly say thank you and know that your good works and MP3s are not falling on deaf ears. I put them in my MP3 player and listen to them at work." And they go on a little bit. And I want to say to this dear friend that wrote in, thank you for that. Because when I look at the stats and see thousands and thousands and on a large scale, on a monthly level, maybe 200,000, a quarter of a million or more, have listened in the area of live and downloads. I only get to interact email-wise with probably about 100 people per month or so. And a few people that we meet, because we have conferences and speaking engagements, and we do outreach on Friday night, and we do a lot of other things other than the live show. This is an extension of all that we have been doing locally, and we are eager for 2011 for more conferences. We'd love to come to your church and speak, and we've been doing that this last year. And I'm kind of itching to do that, because I was in the pulpit for 30 years straight, and now this is my pulpit, as John Wesley would say, that the world is his pulpit. And I can only tell you that that's where we're at right now. And it is a great privilege, and it is a great simple privilege to be with you. Now, I've got a friend that has written in also, and they're mentioning this issue of occultists and numerology. I guess they were listening to a talk show the other night, and they're going over numerology. And all I can say concerning it, in my understanding of numerology, I mean, it's one thing to do mathematical calculations – or even WebBot to do this, you know, to send this, the little web spiders out and to collect the information and to kind of categorize and bring about by touching the emotional, the strong language of all the hundreds of millions of bits of information, bytes, and then come out with some predictions. And they're not infallible, but they're dealing with trend, and they're dealing with giving insight to issues coming up. So, do I believe in numerology? No. Do I believe that that it's pure math? No. Do mathematicians believe that numerology is pure mathematics? No. They consider it pseudo mathematics. And if you look at all the founders when it comes to numerology, you're going to find a combination spiritually. And that there is a connection spiritually. And again, it's always the finite, fallen, dark spirits. There's really in numerology a kind of goal to counterfeit real prophecy. And so, though there are equations, though it's just like with Edgar Cayce, you can definitely hear, and with Nostradamus and other psychics and even remote viewers, there is some accuracy. There's some things that are astonishing, maybe 15% accuracy, 25% accuracy, and there could be some astounding accuracy and things that look really cool. But once you look at the other side and see the overwhelming inaccuracies, well, that's the other issue. And that instantly disqualifies it from being of God, of the Spirit of God. And the warning would be that if we're being led by the activity of finite fallen spirits, doing a counterfeit to what God does, with the goal to lead individuals away, well, then there is grave danger in listening to false prophecy, false, finite, demonically oriented, information that can eventually grip hearts and minds once it's believed. Well, let's just stop for a moment before we touch on the remote viewer issue real quick again, and then we're going to go into 8 specific vital points about the issue of a false Christ. A false Christ declared by Jesus 2,000 years ago that the number one issue before he touched on nations battling nations and global wickedness and the collapse of the world and the end of days, before he got into all of the details about that, you know what? The first words out of Jesus' mouth, and I would pray that all those who are into spiritism and psychics and you remote viewers and occultists and others would listen for a moment, because the words of Jesus are, let no one deceive you, because many will come in his name declaring they're the Christ, and they're going to deceive many. Now, almost 30 years later or so, the Spirit of God that came upon Christ and was part of the evidence of unveiling the Messiah to all of Israel and then to the world. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, for he's anointed me to do what? To preach good news, to set captives free. It's all about that saving, healing, delivering, helping, and miraculous work. You could have the spirits and all the things they give. They're real. There could be counterfeit partial healings and counterfeit partial prophecies and counterfeit partial all kinds of things. You could even be given non-human enhancements, things that are beyond you. That's part of the problem. You can come to be a psychic and begin to have, 15, 20%. Even if you had 50% accuracy by non-human, that is, spirits, either from a small distance emanating their power and energy, enabling you to do predictive things. And it might look good. And listen, 50% is pretty astounding. On a sheer human scale, I'm not a prophet, number one. And on a human scale, I might give my opinion about certain things, but there's just no way. You know, I could say, well, I predict my wife will want to have the chicken when we go to the restaurant because it's her favorite place, and she always gets the chicken. Based on past performance and, you know, that kind of thing. That's one way of calculation. Could be wrong, could be right. Doesn't really matter. But when it comes down to spirit-inspired activity, supernaturalism, man, if it's coming from God, it involves the full revelation of God, God's embracing of you to bring you to Christ, God gripping you, God's healing, the gift of salvation, which is unprecedented as a spiritual experience. There is nothing that compares. I mean, if you're a psychic, if you're a remote viewer, if you're an occultist, if you're a Satanist, by that matter, and you want to say, Russ, I've got a spiritual experience that I think's greater, then I'm going to say, I don't think you understand what salvation is. I don't think you understand that it's like in Russia or anywhere in the world where the gospel, this good news, that's what it's called, this incredible good news of God is unleashed. The tip of South Africa, the edges of Alaska, Moscow, Berlin, France. It doesn't make any difference because it was for the whole world. And the Spirit of God has gone out to the whole world. And the Great Commission is to the whole world. And God's desire is, listen to the heart, the emotional, but also the firm, it's from the Greek word boulomai. The determined counsel of God. It's in the context of prophecy, 2 Peter chapter 3. God is not willing that anyone perish, but that everyone come to metanoia, to repentance, to turning around. You know, if someone says, you know what, I don't like that word repentance. I don't like that word, it connotates sin. Well, you're right. What do you think the problem is? What do you think the reason for separation from God and the open door to the deception? This is what we have done. And now God has come after us. Now God is pursuing us. Now God is, you know, I'm glad God pursued me. There were times that before I got saved, I was annoyed. I told people that were sharing Jesus with me, stay away from me. People that handed me gospel tracts, I at times threw them to the ground. You might be listening and feeling those kind of things, and I'm going to tell you it's because of the nature that is inside of you that you can't break free from by yourself. You want to study that? It involves your entire nature, down to the DNA, down to the genetics of your being. It's in Romans 8. There's a nature within that is hostile to God, especially when God comes knocking. It is absolutely and inseparably connected to the living presence of the fallen cherub. Ephesians chapter 2. He's operative in those where that sin nature is still intact and operative. I hope you understand that. I really do. I noticed in the news today that the Senate blocked the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell in the military. I think I spent 20 minutes on this the other day, and I think it's vital for us to understand that, you know, when somebody chooses their sexuality, whatever you do in your closet, whatever you do in your life, that's between you and God. That's what you do. But when you take it out of there and try to change all of culture, all of science, all of psychology, all of religion, and even change God, and force everybody to cater to in special arrangement for that particular area. There's all kinds of other sexual choices, but in this particular one, there is a propensity. It has to do with clearing the conscience and demanding approval. But this is the issue. A soldier is going to get undressed and go into the shower room where others are showering. And then when you have somebody that is a male homosexual, well, They are sexually, physically, nobody's going to say this on the Senate floor. Nobody's going to really tell you about this, but the truth is there. Same with lesbian women until they break away. Can feelings be changed? Can addictions be changed? Can desires? Absolutely. That's the power of God in redeeming and changing and bringing into us a love and a healing, delivering us from the perverted nature of the ongoing power of sin. Giving into the depths of sin brings dysfunction, perversion to humanity. Well, let me say, a man taking a knife and killing another man, that's a perversion. We were not created for it. It is against the law of God embedded in the conscience of mankind. A man going out or a woman going out to rape a child, that is against the will of God, against the spiritual law of God embedded in the conscience even of fallen humanity. Romans chapter 2. So when it comes to changing original creation and transmuting, number one, Satan is the master at that. Number two, sin and our giving way to it does that. Darkens our conscience. Thinking becomes futile. And the back door to the direct operating presence of the dark side becomes broader, wider. So it's very important that we understand in America and all around the world that saying, okay, we're going to just give way and the gay activists, they can tell us that God's gay, that Jesus is gay, the Bible supports gay, that children should be taught this in grade school, that everybody should practice, you know, try it out, on and on and on and on. You think I'm kidding? Did you know that in a lot of the gay clubs, people that are not gay, straights, are looked down on? They're called breeders. Why don't we bring out the other side of the information? Because the enormous, massive numbers, when it comes to monogamous gays, listen, few are monogamous in comparison. Anyway, I'm glad that it's struck down, and we need to pray for revival in our nations. All through Europe, yes, even in Russia. See, the battle goes on no matter where you're at, anywhere in the world, in an obscure village in South Africa. The battles go on. The sin nature is the same. The operating presence blinding people from God, you know, deepening them into the sin. That's why Satanists love to dirty the conscience of human beings, to prepare them by the incremental approach for dark presence. That's right. They understand this well. They understand that spirits love dark nature. The deeper into sin you can get somebody to go, the deeper into transmuting going against the natural created order, which was awesome, beautiful, majestic, absolutely incomparable until the fall. We're in the midst of a battle, and I'm going to bring out to you right now part of what that battle is. Now, on my website, I'm mentioning again, when it comes to, psychics, remote viewers, occultists. You know what I did last night? This is, and I don't always do this, but last night, I watched the movie The Last Airbender. And all about these individuals that have the ability, and they obtain powers, and it's inseparably connected to spirits and their abilities to bend air, to bend fire, to bend water, to bend earth. And but I noticed, again, there's evil in the midst, and people are going to use the powers for evil or for good. An avatar has to show up. A savior of the whole world has to show up. And it's a little boy with tattoos running through his back and top of his head. There are non-human enhancements, and he's going to fight the firebenders. And once again, a demonstration, no matter how it's depicted, even in a movie, that there is a raging war that does go on. There is a spiritual war that manifests, and one side seeks, out of open revelation, out of here I am, the cross, death, resurrection, the message, the unveiling of God, and the breaking in of God. Well, then on the other side, and it looks like it looks like we have another issue here tonight. I just noticed to my right that it seems like the live feed that we had is off right now. And so it's going to take me about 30 seconds here as I'm talking to you that we can get back on the... They're probably wondering where we went and what happened here. And so we are going to, we're going to see about getting back on here in just a moment. I'm not sure if we can do this very quickly or not. But... And I see that it's coming back on. I think that we can do this. Let me see what it does here for me. Anyway, so those listening live are going to probably be cut out of about 5 minutes tonight. And that had nothing to do with anybody. You know, we did have yesterday Blog Talk. I have that live radio show. I don't know if we're going to continue it or not because it's easily hacked. And if you connect to Blog Talk, hackers are able to kind of, you know, come to the connection, leap over, come through, and get to you. And they do. And that's a sad thing that they do these things. But anyway, tonight as we're here live, and if you're going to be listening to the archives later, we are going to tell you that a few are going to miss about 5 minutes. So I'm not going to start the 8 points or the other part of quoting until we're live and back on. So I'm not sure whether or not Global Star is hearing me or not. We're going to check that out right now. Calling back the radio station, and we are going to see about being live and connected again here. And thank you for your patience. Hey, I don't know what occurred, but here we are. It looked like things snapped off here. We're right here. Okay. There we go. Thank you. Thank you. Now, we're back live with you. And listen, thanks if you put up some prayers. It looks like something just on the small computer. Actually, it might have been the battery dying out or something on a laptop. Anyway, we're back and we're glad to be here. And so, listen, we're going to go over this right now. I want you to hear these words again. Now, this is the person that says they have engaged extra, I would call them dimensional, entities out there, and that they're teaching them the need for and the goal of the evolution of humanity and of a genetic process of changing humanity. And the entities are saying, hey, we need humanity. We need to interact. We need the genetic interaction. We need to create Nephilim. We need to redo this for the future and all that's coming. Well, it goes on to say this, and I quote now this, listen, where Courtney Brown, the professor and the remote viewer, is saying that, you know, their ability to target those who have died. And please understand that when it comes to remote viewing, there's the original crew, but it goes back to psychic or astral projection, that ability. What remote viewers have come to do, and the reason I bring this out is I came out of a temple under Golden Buddha meditation where we were trained in the same sense, passivity, allowing ourselves to be connected and receiving information and eventually interaction with beings. Now, in the 90s from Fort Bragg, the Psi Warfare Projects, the one that handed me the manual by Colonel Shannon, 1st Earth Battalion manual. Well, that individual is the one that called me and said, I remote viewed your house. And they described it and shared, and they were about 50% accurate. They gave me paperwork on technical and coordinate remote viewing back there in 92, 93, 94. They explained to me how they do it and what they do, and it's without question operative to a point. It's without question that in my interactions with this person, we dealt with an energy that was on them. And as I discussed with this person, they said it was an energy. They were influenced, and that every time they get ready for it, they feel that energy, and then the connection, and then the ability to remote view, to go into the ether. Oh, they talked about threshold walkers. They talked about psychic assassination. They talked about getting three individuals together and triangulating and coming into an unwitting mind and heart and influencing them. They said that, listen, back in the 90s, it wasn't just remote viewing. It was remote influence. It was remote attack, similar to astral attack and occult-oriented astral projection and spiritual warfare and attack. And I believe that believers in Christ need to know how to discern when even that kind of thing occurs. An individual young man that was abducted. We had to go to the feds. We had to go literally rescue and extract him from one of the worst abusers when it came to mind control, splitting, programming, sexual abuse, and literally controlling another human being. So in all of that, this individual told me how he was learning how to, and he called it getting out of his body. A remote viewer might say, well, I'm not really getting out of my body. Well, in a way you are. I mean, you can sanitize the concept, but connection to that outside influence. And all the remote viewers are agreeing now more than ever. Even Ed Dames in the new book reveals clearly that the ability to remote view, the ability to perceive and see and do all that they do, comes from connection to the Hall of Records, the Akashic Records, the collective of fallen finite spirits that have been there for thousands of years, that by biblical prophecy are manifesting their presence as never before in history. That's why so many millions around the world feel in the air an ominous presence. The Prince of the Power of the Air. Have we got that yet? The actual air, atmosphere, the presence of that side is bulging, manifesting, and the very sense of feeling, but let alone the fact that there is massive interaction. Now listen to what Brown says. Quote, Brown said he's not trying to change or denigrate anyone's religious beliefs, but is only reporting what he and other remote viewers have come across. Now, he's one of the major guys out there, and this is old information compared to the newer stuff that goes on broadening everything I'm saying. It goes on to say, quote, his contact with Jesus was especially moving. In reference to Jesus, quote, he says these words. He was wearing a gown. He was somewhat translucent. His hair seemed to be made of light. I soon got the impression that Jesus was the austere fellow I grew up, was not the austere fellow I grew up believing he was. Well, listen, Courtney Brown, if you didn't know him, if you didn't know the living Christ, I mean, go to the book of Revelation and get a picture of the resurrected, ascended, the living Christ. Please. Now, the reason I bring this out is because when I did this deliverance session with this highly empowered, chosen one, Fort Bragg, Psy Warrior, this individual, like in the book that I write about, when the energy was being sensed, I commanded in the name of Christ. A lot of believers need to understand how to do this. The authority of Jesus, Luke 10. I commanded that the energy make itself known, show itself. The individual said, I can see. I'm telling you before God what occurred. I even wrote it years ago in a Shatter the Darkness newsletter The Power Hour, back there with Joyce Riley, they actually got a hold of that, and it's out on the web somewhere. If you kind of do a search on Russ Dizdar, remote viewing, Shatter the Darkness newsletter, it's a PDF file. You'll find it out there. As a matter of fact, I brought hundreds of those newsletters to Roswell, holding them in my arms, setting them on tables when I was in Roswell listening to Edgar Mitchell discuss remote viewing, that it was a human endeavor only. And that's where he was not telling you the truth, because it involves connection to an outside source. And the outside source, as always, and always will, because they will to and cannot do other, will present a different Christ. When Courtney Brown, the professor remote viewer, says that when he saw Jesus wearing a gown, translucent, that's the exact word there in the 90s that engaged in a deliverance session with a individual that remote viewed me, showed me the materials, explained the old SRI to me, and all the individuals, including Ingo Swann, and their personal interactions with Bud Hopkins. When we commanded the energy to make itself known, all of a sudden this person was shocked, and they said, "It's a being, Russ." We commanded that it make its name known, and this entity said its name was Argon. And this individual remote viewer said, "This is what has been leading me out further and further and further into the ether. This is the energy, inseparably connected to the entity, Argon, that looks like a translucent being." And it taught her something. It taught her, and they actually, in the midst of this prayer deliverance, I said, "What is?" They said, "The L, you know, the L." I said, "What's that?" They said, "It's when you put the knife in your chest, go straight down, and then make an L go across." Literally, you know, suicide. This encounter was incredible. So I commanded in the name of Jesus for Argon to make itself, you know, look like it really does. And the person was blown away. When I commanded that Argon tell this person where it ultimately wants to take them, Argon spoke out and said to take them, cussing blankety blank, "Hell." And then the person said, "Get it out of me." And by the authority of the real and the living Christ, we commanded, Argon was angry, Argon was mad, but we commanded, "Get out." And Argon got out. You know what the person told me a couple days later? They couldn't do it any longer. That's right. See, it's not the kind of possession like Mark's Gospel chapter 5. It's kind of the distant sending of the energy, the involuntary feeling, thought, communication. But it involves a person going passive and opening wide to that presence. And when a person does, yes, I'm going to tell you right now, anybody that does this, it is possible that every human being in the world could open up to the so-called Akashic Records, to this realm, this domain, and begin to have these entities emanate their presence, energies, powers, and so forth. They are so ahead of humanity as far as what they're doing. They know how, they're predators. Now, here's what Brown goes on to say. Courtney Brown says, quote, Brown said he also had the feeling Jesus was expecting him. Notice this. He had the feeling that Jesus was expecting him. Quote again, Jesus' message wasn't all that different than 2,000 years ago. Now, listen, Here's where the twisting comes in. Here's where I'm going to say Courtney Brown and most all remote viewers I've read have no depth of content of the Spirit of God's revelation in Scripture, do not know the depth of the revelation of God. I've not read one yet that knows the indwelling of the Spirit and personal relationship with the real Christ. Here's what Courtney Brown goes on to say, quote, "All things are a manifestation of God's love, and no life form is more important than another. The only difference between bees and bears and humans and extraterrestrials is their degree of evolution." That's contrary to the Spirit-given revelation, where it talks about that all the living beings, all the living things, have different kind of flesh. That animals are different than human beings. That human beings were meant and created directly to bear the image of God. There is a vast difference. And so in this kind of avatar type way, humans, bees, bears, and extraterrestrials. Now this is what he's saying Jesus is teaching him. Jesus is teaching that bees, bears, humans, extraterrestrials, they're all the same. The only difference is the issue of the degree of evolution. I cannot stress to you, maybe I need to do a whole month long. I mean, the concept of a spiritual evolution, homo lumos, homo deity, homo nautica, that is the preeminent doctrine and spiritual agenda. It is the counterfeit to the salvation that God gives. Salvation involves the immediate, instant coming in of God. Being born again means we are made instantly alive to God, Christ dwelling in us. Yes, we grow in that relationship. Yes, we grow deep into that relationship. And the ultimate goal of that relationship, glorification, an instantaneous mortal becoming immortal, and the ability to see God in that immortal body. And I'm going to tell you right now, the remote viewers and psychics and others and some of the spiritually oriented theoretical physicists are not seeing what it is God reveals concerning the real, true, future coming race, the glorified ones. The concept of a spiritual evolution that is bedrock bled into hundreds of millions of New Agers, old occultists, all across the board. And now, should we think it any different that if remote viewers are getting their information from the same source, ultimately, that Helena Blavatsky, Alice Bailey, that Barbara Marx Hubbard, and all the rest, Spangler Johns, all the rest got theirs from? Do you understand? Even the Word of God teaches that that side will teach consistently the same. A different Jesus, a different salvation, a different agenda, a different way, a different empowerment. But never leads you to God. Never, actually, the concept of the degree of evolution here involves the idea like Genesis 3, and it will come out more and more. And I think the Antichrist, when he comes, he's going to be telling the world, don't you want to be like God? You know, forget the God of heaven. He's going to blaspheme with the greatest spiritual power coming out of his mouth. I mean, Hitler, in all of his ability to speak supernaturally and mesmerize, you know, the masses, you've got to understand, we have heard nothing yet. The Antichrist, the voice of an ancient hate, fully manifest Satan in human skin. Going to say some of the same things. Now, Courtney Brown goes on to say these words, quote, humans, Jesus told Brown, now listen, Courtney Brown saying Jesus told him this, must help others in their evolutionary path. This includes extraterrestrials. Jesus didn't say we should work with them, Brown said. He conveyed the clearest concept of a command that I have ever received from any being while remote viewing. Courtney Brown, the remote viewers, and other remote viewers are going to get the same thing. They're going to get commands from the entities. The fake Christ in the remote viewing realm is going to be showing supernatural, amazing things, but it's not the real Christ. And it will only layer and aid and abet Luciferic doctrine, Luciferic agenda, will push remote viewers into the joyful embrace of globalism, Luciferic globalism. Notice, if you're a remote viewer, if you're finding a strong attitude against the real Christ and real Christians. I'm going to say again that the fake Jesus that Courtney Brown says he actually talked to, quote, says, "Humans must help others in their evolutionary path." That's not what Jesus said. Jesus said, go take the good news of the gospel and bring it to every single human being worldwide. Jesus said he won't even return until that's done. Jesus wanted every single human being, including you, to hear that he loves you, that an instantaneous, immediate change can occur in salvation. Sin can be forgiven. Satan can be severed from your having any authority over you, right? And the living presence of the living God can come in. That's not evolutionary. That's not the quasi, almost unnameable, as far as source, evolutionary path. Let me go on a little bit more here. Jesus didn't say that we should work with them. Now, he talks about, and he says, Jesus also said humans have a free will. And then I'm going to go on here again. The only time Jesus appeared upset, Brown said, was when Brown asked if non-Christians had to call on him to be evolved fully. Now, here you got Courtney Brown, a professor, interacting with an entity that he believes is an extraterrestrial Jesus. And he's taking the information as if it was from Jesus' lips. Everything this fake extraterrestrial Jesus that he had a meeting in a room, in a box room with, is contrary to what Jesus himself said. Contrary to the message that I'm telling you, that Jesus said he loves you, that salvation is him coming into your life and God's presence coming into your life, you being born again of the Spirit of God and the coming glorification. If you want the counterfeit, first of all, it will only dazzle you. You'll never get it. No one's ever evolved to become God. The finite cannot become the infinite. Now notice this. Courtney Brown, the remote viewer, said, quote, referring to Jesus, quite forcefully, Jesus stated that a name is nothing. Brown said everything depends on personality development. Understanding that loving God is the important thing, that what carries us, that's what carries us through the evolutionary process. He is listening to, receiving, and now promoting direct didache of demonoia, spirit-inspired teaching that actually has come from the other side, that presents what the Spirit of God in the Word of God says would be presented. Courtney Brown's encounter with a fake Jesus out there in the aether, and all that was said, and all that was seen, and all that was conveyed, was spoken of 2,000 years ago by Jesus. Let no one deceive you. Many will come in my name. Courtney Brown, a cosmocrator, a fallen spirit, masquerading as light, masquerading as Jesus himself, has engaged you. Notice that the Word of God says there is no other name, no other name given, you know, under heaven, given among men, whereby we must be saved. Notice that the Word of God says, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord Jesus. Notice that it says that demons fear the name Jesu Christu, Jesus Christ. Notice that calling on the name of Jesus, praying for healing in the name of Jesus. The name means everything. Study this out in the book of Ephesians, where in the resurrection and ascension, what Jesus did, the name Jesus has been raised above every possible name that could be named, as infinite God securing salvation on the cross. It's been completed. It's done right now, so that anywhere in the world, whosoever calls on the name of the living, real Jesus Christ can be saved. And yet this demon entity faking and stating that it was Christ tells Courtney Brown, the remote viewer, quite forcefully that a name is nothing. Every demon I've engaged in people, the name Jesus Christ tore them up. They feared it, they hated it, they mocked it, they spoke against it, they cussed it. Now listen, on further down here, he says these words. Now listen, this is very important. In my view, God has many aspects, but we can only understand parts at a time. But Courtney Brown does not know God. Brown believes our ability to understand each aspect of God depends on our own level of evolution towards what some have called God consciousness. Every person I've met that claims God consciousness, they don't know God. It's a quest. It's a constant quest looking. It goes on to say, it seems that God is sentient and literally exists in fragmented form, in evolving life and everything else. What a reduction. That is, again, a communication coming from what some would call the Akashic Records, some would call the Hall of Records. The source is the realm, the domain that opposes God, seeks mass global deception. Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God, as believers in Christ that has the indwelling of the Spirit of the Lord, greater is the one that dwells in you. You know this. Now here's what I've gone and done today because of the interruption. We spent so much time on this. The 8 points I'll bring out Friday night. Let me just say them real quick, but I'll comment on these 8 points. When it comes to Scientologists, remote viewers, New Agers and psychics and 2012ers and on, you're going to find this. In their presentation of a fake Jesus, there is no deity. There is no cross. There is no direct salvation. There is a promotion of a false Christ in every case. Number 5, they don't know the real Jesus personally. Number 6, they are gripped by spirits that have communicated the doctrine. Number 7, what they have received and what they promote aids the Luciferic agenda. And number 8, it involves a collective approach to leading the whole world astray. Thus, Revelation 12. They have missed Isaiah 7:14, Isaiah 9. That a virgin would be with child, he'd be called Emmanuel, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Great Savior, Yahweh Adonai. Well, that is the Lord Jesus. You can receive him right now into your life. Give your heart to the living Christ. Turn away from the counterfeit. Hey, this is Russ Dizdar. The music is here. We are at the end of the hour. God bless you. Remember us in prayer. We love you. Good night.